I was gonna, in this third number, do a Broadway musical thing, but it is a little small. But I'll do something else for you. For a long time, I had a comparatively short amount of time in show business. But I will say this, it's been different, and it's been a lot of fun. And I don't regret it a bit, a moment of it. I mean, there are times when you go through all that jazz, through a number of things, but it's been a lot of fun. And I look upon myself, really, and many will agree, as still an amateur getting professional money. I started out as a clown as a kid, and I've always been a clown. I guess I always will be. I've had to cool it a little bit, you know, of being on all the time. And people say, are you always on? But I found I was. I disagreed with a guy called Shakespeare. I didn't used to, that all the world's a stage. That's false. For me, it's full of props, and you can use them. But you can't be on the stage, not all over. Because if you are, back in the zoo. So that's just, you know, my homemade philosophy. And it's good, too, because, you know, wandering down in a cowboy suit and going to city service station.
How about it, partner? Would you fill up my Porsche?
You know, you can't do that because it does scare them, you know.
I'm Jesse. Dudes, I tell you, I'll kill you.
You know, you can't. And these are the things I used to do, you know, carry a grenade around.
That's no Ronson.
That's sick, you know. But it didn't have any dust in it. I just pulled it, you know, but if you're cardiac, you go. So that's the reason I had to slow down a little, you know. I thought it was funny, but I got off the turnpike, I'm sorry. But I started out doing a lot of these little shows, little benefits and little amateur shows. And they're going on all the time, all throughout the country. Some little group, little organization gets together. Guys come out, girls, you know, put on rouge and everything, dress up and do little silly things. Each guy has his little act. And this is sort of a takeoff on all amateur shows, summed up into one. It's always that one guy that's been hitting him up for about 15 years. And he comes out and says something like this.
Hello there. I think most of you know me by now, Oscar Devling. I've been heading up these little shows for about 17 years, to be exact, and having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time putting them together. Hey, you boys and girls this year, and thanks to Mrs. Arthur, made the costumes. Thank you, Mrs. Arthur. Wonderful. Let's have it for Mrs. Chester Arthur. Wonderful. Thank you. No relation to the former president. No. She gets kidded about it, don't you, dear? While we're finishing up our sherbet, whatever dessert they gave, I did want to make just a couple of announcements. I wanted to thank Paul Crutchlow, past commander. Imagine, I haven't even opened the book here. Past commander of the post for giving us the post, the hall tonight. Thanks so much, Paul. Please don't come up. You're a little gas. Don't come up, Paul. Don't do it. Then I wanted to thank Mrs. Sykes, Margaret Ann Sykes, for this wonderful dinner tonight. Got all them hot, sweaty women out there in the kitchen. Burnt the hell out of it, honey. I was kidding. And now we'll get underway with our show. As you know, we have three boys, and God bless them, one of them will have to win. We can't send all three. We don't know where we're going to send them, as a matter of fact. It'll be some network television show. We're working out some things for them to do or go to. But please hold your applause until the last performer. Not as long as you did last year, because some of the boys were a little PO'd. It's a service expression. I don't think we have to telegraph it, you know. Here's our first singer, Melvin Gohard, who works down at Langley's Hardware. Come on out, Melvin, put it down. Come on.
Well, it's one of those days I feel so fine. I feel so fine with my bottle of wine. Occasionally I look up in a tree What do I see? I see a picture of my sister and me. There's my brother Bill sitting on a windowsill. There's my brother sitting in a chair. There's my mom over there. And I have my teddy bear. Gee, I'm in love. Gee, I'm in love. In love with a dove, with a dove, with a dove. I'm in love.
Thank you, Melvin. I sensed you were trying to tell us something. Here's our... They're laughing at you, Melvin. Pathetic. Here's our second singer, Lamar Jean Gumbody. I knew your dad during World War I. He was a traitor.
I rode my Harley, I rode my Harley, I rode my Indian too. Sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm blue. My face broke out the other night, but I'm in love. I'm in love, oh my God, I'm in love. I wanna ride down the highway of time. I'm in Raw and the Steelers. I wanna come down the highway of time. Out done.
Thank you, Lamar, thank you.
They're all different folks. They try to tell their own story. Here's our last singer. We can thank the Lord for that. Willis Mumford. His dad, you know, Mr. Mumford, has the taxidermy shop down there in the village. Did a nice job on your brother. Put bunny eyes in him, you know. Come on out, Willis. Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right things to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. Thank you.